Chapter 62 Leaves. Under pointed advice from several sources, I limited myself to three fields of study in the upcoming term. I continued advanced sympathy with Elksadal, held a shift in the Medica, and continued my apprenticeship under Manet. My time was pleasantly full but not overburdened as it had been last term. I studied my artificing more doggedly than anything else. Since my search for a patron had come to a dead end, I knew my best chance for self-sufficiency lay in becoming an artificer. Currently, I worked for Kilbin and was given relatively menial jobs at relatively low pay. Once I finished my apprenticeship, that would improve. Better still, I would be able to pursue my own projects, then sell them on commission for a profit. If I was able to keep ahead of my debt to Devi. If I could somehow continue to muster enough money for tuition. If I could finish my apprenticeship under Manet without getting myself killed or crippled by the dangerous work that was done in the fishery every day. 40 or 50 of us gathered in the workshop waiting to see the new arrival. Some sat on the stone work tables to get a good view, while a dozen or so students gathered on the iron catwalks in the rafters among Kilvin's hanging lamps. I saw Manet up there. He was hard to miss, 3 times older than any of the other students with his wild hair and grizzled beard. I headed up the stairs and made my way to his side. He smiled and clapped me on the shoulder.
"What are you doing here?" I asked. "I thought this was just for the Greenwood, who haven't seen this stuff before."
"I thought I'd play the dutiful mentor today," he shrugged. "Besides, this particular display is worth watching, if only for the expressions on everyone's faces."
Sitting atop one of the shop's heavy work tables was a massive cylindrical container, about 4 feet high and 2 feet across. The edges were sealed without any bulky welds, and the metal had a dull, burnished look that made me guess it was more than simple steel. I let my gaze wander the room, and was surprised to see Fela standing in the crowd, waiting for the demonstration to begin along with the rest of the students.
"I didn't know Fela worked here," I said to Manet.
Manet nodded.
"Oh, sure. What, 2 terms now?"
"I'm surprised I haven't noticed,"
I mused, as I watched her talking to one of the other women in the crowd.
"So am I," Manet said with a low, knowing chuckle. "Well, she's not here very often. She sculpts and works with cut tile and glass. She's here for the equipment, not the sigildry."
The belling tower struck the hour outside, and Kilvin looked around, marking the faces of everyone there. I didn't doubt for a moment that he took note of exactly who was missing.
"For several span, we will have this in the shop," he said simply, gesturing to the metal container that stood nearby. "Nearly 10 gallons of a volatile transporting agent. Regim Ignaul Neratum."
"He's the only one that calls it that," Manet said softly. "It's bone tar."
"Bone tar?"
He nodded. "It's caustic. Spill it on your arm and it'll eat through to the bone in about 10 seconds.
While everyone watched, Kilvin donned the thick leather glove and decanted about 1 ounce of dark liquid from the metal canister into a glass vial.
"It is important to chill the vial prior to decanting, as the agent boils at room temperature."
He quickly sealed off the vial and held it up for everyone to see.
"The pressure cap is also essential, as the liquid is extremely volatile. As a gas, it exhibits surface tension and viscosity, like mercury. It is heavier than air and does not dissipate. It coheres to itself."
With no further preamble, Kilvin tossed the vial into a nearby firewell, and there was the sharp, clear sound of breaking glass. From this height, I could see the firewell must have been cleaned out specially for this occasion. It was empty, just a shallow, circular pit of bare stone.
"It's a shame he's not more of a showman," Manet said softly to me. "Elksadal could do this with a little more flair."
The room was filled with a sharp crackling and hissing as the dark liquid warmed itself against the stone of the firewell and began to boil.